A ballot measure to stop any mining activity that damages salmon streams in the Lake and Peninsula Borough has been certified to be put before the voters. Owners of the pebble mining claims have asked the courts to overrule the certification, saying it would unconstitutionally restrict the powers of the borough government. Dacia Eaton of member station KDLG reports from Dillingham.
The Save Our Salmon initiative has been approved for the ballot in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. The Lake and Peninsula Borough clerk certified the signatures Tuesday. Supporters collected about 300 signatures, more than three times the number necessary to get the initiative on the ballot. George Jacko is a member of Alaskans for Bristol Bay, the citizen group that collected the signatures. He says he does not anticipate that the group will need to do much campaigning to get people to vote for the initiative.
Well, I'm confident of the values of the people that live in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. As you and I both know, most of those folks are know the importance of salmon, and most of those folks already know that a mine such as the Pebble Mine and salmon cannot coexist. And so, yeah, I am confident that they will vote to save their salmon.
The effort by the citizens in the Lake and Peninsula Borough is just the latest in several attempts to stop or slow down development of the Pebble Deposit. Those attempts include a statewide voter initiative that was rejected and the recent request by several tribal and fishing entities to have the EPA step in and preemptively use its veto authority under the Clean Water Act. Art Hackney is the spokesperson for Alaskans for Bristol Bay. He says certification is a step in the right direction.
We're just pleased to have the process moving forward so expeditiously, except for the Pebble Limited Partnership filing suit. We've been asked if we would join as an intervener, as it's called, with the borough in fighting that lawsuit, and we are doing that.
The Pebble Partnership filed a lawsuit against the Lake and Peninsula Borough for allowing the initiative process to go forward on April 29th. This is the first time the borough has brought an initiative to the ballot. Lamar Cotton is the manager of the Lake and Peninsula Borough.
We will be defending our decision to allow the issue to be on the ballot. The whole process is new. It's new ground for us to have initiatives, certainly new ground, and then turn to be constantly drug in court by various parties. We're learning new things every day. Some of it clearly through our judicial system as opposed to our own local government.
Mike Heatwall is a spokesperson for the Pebble Partnership. He says the partnership is confident in their case.
It's our position that the initiative is not certifiable under the Constitution or Alaska statute. In essence, the initiative makes a change to the borough's land use code and bypasses the commission's review and recommendation obligations, and that's kind of a key piece that we're contesting. And there's statute and case law to back up our position.
All parties will be in court to battle it out before a judge in Dillingham on June 23rd. Right now, the Save Our Salmon initiative is set to appear on the ballot in the Lake and Peninsula Borough this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dacia Eaton.